This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
We're all here. Producer Callum is counting the clock down to 10 o'clock. It's now...
What are you trying to get?
59.26. Sabrina Carpenter presale, isn't it?
How'd you get the code?
Just the MCD presale.
Oh, right. Okay.
How do you get that now? I'm thick.
So when they announce them, MCD are like, visit our Insta story and there'll be a link to put in your email. And then on the day before the tickets go on sale, we'll send you a presale code.
Class.
Do you know what? There is, I will actually do my best Martin Lewis money saving expert tip here, because a lot of bands do presale.
The hell is Martin Lewis?
The guy on the telly, ITV, English fella, will always bang on about credit cards and make sure you get your money back. There's a lot... It used to be big maybe a few years back, not as much so now, but they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some artists do an album purchase presale where if you purchase...
Sabrina's doing that.
So where you purchase their album, you will get a presale code for their gig. But by law, by right, they have to provide a no purchase necessary option, which means... They are doing it because of the album.
Yeah.
And it gives you like it entices you in.
Yeah, but...
You
don't have to purchase the album.
You just need the code.
You go onto their website and you scroll all the way to the bottom and there's a... I did it for the Killers maybe 7 years ago where it was like, buy the new Killers new album and we will guarantee that you get a ticket for the gig. And then on the website, it was like, there is a no purchase necessary option on this where you just scroll to the bottom, put in your email address, and they'll send you a code.
Class.
Wow.
And fair play.
Is that the same as the artist presale?
Yes.
Because I actually got into that on, what day was it? I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday.
You really want to get to the Sabrina Carpenter
I actually
gig,
really
right?
do. Yeah. My friend had the code and it was just me espresso.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. She was
That's
like, here's the code if you want to. If you want to try it. Now, she was like 12,000 and I was like 18,000.
I've seen Sabrina doing the album presale thing where if you buy the album, you get tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
You get the presale or whatever. But it was like sending you to Amazon.
You have to go on the artist's website to find that no purchase necessary option.
I don't know if it's the same thing as that, but I saw tons of people get tickets on like Tuesday or whatever when that artist presale went
out. How much are they going for, to be out of interest?
It's weird. There's like, I think like standing's like 90. In general,
yeah, the ticket rates on Ticketmaster that I saw was like from 70 all the way up to 120 in your standard tickets, and then the platinum tickets were going to like 220.
What's a platinum ticket?
It's Ticketmaster put the prices up because of demand.
That's but it's also premium
That's
level.
No, but the Ticketmaster platinum gets you nothing.
Right.
It's the same ticket. It's just boosted because of demand.
I'm in the queue. More money.
But that's a new thing, isn't it, Callum? Like,
it's dynamic pricing.
How have they managed to get such a monopoly on like tickets and stuff? Ticketmaster,
it's amazing, isn't it?
Like, it's insane. It's I'm pretty sure, but like that has to end soon.
Something has to come in. Yeah. Sorry. So you're in the queue. How are we getting on?
Yeah. There's 12,430 people in front of me. The three arena seats, 10,000, isn't it?
Fuck.
So
and
I'm
that's
not
pre-sale.
Getting it.
What's the hope for anyone tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that there'll be more dates.
There will be. So you're 2,000 for the second gig.
The quickest.
You're 2,000.
Yes. If it works like that, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But they won't add until tomorrow.
Usually they add at 10, no?
Tomorrow.
But this is pre-sale day.
Pre-sale.
Yeah. So actually, I would say that they've probably cordoned off maybe 3,000-4,000, maybe not even that for pre-sale. Because you've got to leave some for general sale.
Yeah.
But it will actually be interesting. Let's do this tomorrow when they go on general sale. It's probably 9 or 10 tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's 10.
We'll join the queue and see how many people are in front of us then.
Yeah.
See, I never get tickets like on time and I'm not on time. Like I never get tickets anyway. Mm. And then it comes to the gig and I'm like, fuck.
That's the thing. And I know when she comes next year, I'm going to be like, why didn't I get those tickets? So I'm just trying this time.
It was really,
I'm going to cry if I don't get them.
It was really interesting for Taylor. So we got two dates for Taylor. First was Austria and second was Dublin. And when I got the Austrian tickets, there was no waiting room. There was just tickets on sale. We got in, we were through and we checked out. Because I remember, Ashley, you were close next to me and I was like, I've got to try for these Austrian tickets. And I was like, I don't know. There were so many options and I was clicking into them and there was non-available. And then I got into one. I was like, I'm just going to buy it. I don't know what I've bought. And it was just regular standing. But for the Dublin date, we didn't get a ticket until the day after it went on general sale.
Oh, yeah, you were saying.
Because everyone, and it wasn't even us because we were on a holiday in Italy at the time. It was one of Jess's friends back here. We were trying and trying and trying on the day of. and we just couldn't get through because so many people were trying. And obviously with Ticketmaster, it does a thing where you put the tickets in your basket and then it holds them for 20 minutes or so. And then if you don't check out, they just go back on sale.
Yeah,
so
obviously
a load of people were trying that. They probably added more tickets.
That's
what
I say people are doing now with the Sabrina card.
Yeah.
Because kids, freaky stuff.
They put them in the basket and then they check with their other halves or their friends. Oh, do you want seating or do you want these? Are these seats okay?
No, I don't want them. Where I got them, you're grinding them off.
Yeah, that's why you should never give up.
Remember the days that 60 quid was too expensive for a gig?
Like an indoor gig now is like 90 quid.
I remember getting Kevin Hart tickets or something. It was like 60 quid a ticket. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you'd be so annoyed. Imagine if it's like parents buying them for kids and all that.
Yeah, it's
so
mad.
Picture this, at the St. Anne's was only 40. That was
actually very good.
Yeah. That's decent of them, yeah. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Here we go. Wake up in my bed, I just want to have a good day. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning.
Hello there.
What's going on?
Hello. We're getting closer and closer to the weekend.
Thank God for
Moving on in.
I feel like this is a quick week.
Yeah. I was off on Monday. We've kind of established if someone on the show is off on the Monday, the week seems to fly.
Yes, and who's
you
taking
listening,
next
does
Monday
the, does it work that way too? I actually might take Monday off.
Why?
All-Ireland on Sunday.
You have never cared about the GAA.
No, and I call it the GAA. That's how little I do. But I just think it'd be a good day.
It probably will be a good
Everyone
day.
Everyone I know is like... Is excited for it.
No,
I'm going to Ennis this weekend to visit my friend who moved there, and we were thinking of swinging up and coming home via Galway.
Oh
just
yeah,
to watch the match there.
That's a good show.
Excellent idea.
I know, but I feel like it's a big undertaking.
Is Clare Connacht?
Yeah, both of them. Oh,
I know Galway is, but I was wondering if Clare was.
Clare's not Munster, I don't think.
No, I don't think it is.
It's embarrassing if we're all wrong.
Oh my God.
Have I just put us all
on the spot?
We're so dumb.
Where is my primary school geography gone?
Oh my God, this is bad.
Clare Connacht. I've Googled.
I put Clare Province.
Oh, it's Munster. Awesome.
Oh, I just absolutely said on the radio, it's definitely not Munster anyway, I don't think.
It is Munster.
Okay, but one of the main things Googled about Clare is why is Clare in Munster?
Oh, okay. I feel better now.
Yeah, I kind of feel all right about that now.
It's too high up to be in Munster.
That's what I'm saying.
It feels like very, very, Munster to me is south. In my mind, like.
Yeah, I would be the same.
Leinster's east.
But
there you go. That would make sense, I suppose.
So we've learned that Dave might not be here on Monday. Aisling might be going to Galway to watch the match, and I and all of us are really stupid.
Yep. And yep. Claire's in
Munster. Yeah.
There we go.
Who knew? Hit music
now.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
There was a report yesterday on Dua Lipa's earnings, and I looked at the article and I drooled.
Oh no!
I actually had to get a tissue.
Oh wow!
She banked a whopping £141,000. Per day.
I was thinking that didn't make any sense for a second. I was going, she banked 141 grand.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Per day.
For a whole year.
For a whole year from live shows and merchandise.
Every single day she got that money.
She had a turnover of 51.6 million at her company. It's called Radical 22. Anyway, she's loads of different companies going on.
They all do.
Yeah, they do.
That seems to be the thing.
The old taxes.
Yeah.
However.
Oh, they're very good at not paying the old taxes, aren't they?
I mean, her, no idea. But
one of Britain's highest earning musicians. She's only 8 years in. It's phenomenal.
She's only eight.
I'm delighted for her. I think Joe is an absolute graph.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse.
She is unreal.
It is unreal, but it's a lot of money, right?
It is, of course.
So as I was drooling looking at this, I looked at that idea of just working out your earnings by day and coming up to this like staggering amount of money per day. And then I just imagined, right? What would I do with that money if, I don't think this is obviously not Dua Lipa's rule at all, she does what she wants with it, but let's just say I had to spend that in 24 hours.
Mm.
I'd have absolutely no idea what to do with that money if then...
Yeah, it'd be like winning the cash machine every day.
Yeah, oh my
then,
God.
And
yeah.
then imagine then like it resets and you have to be down to zero before you get your next £141,000.
Like Brewster's Millions, that was a movie where you had to spend like millions and millions and millions.
So I've actually been doing the maths on this, trying to work out like my dream day or whatever with this money.
Yeah.
First of all, quite stressful actually.
I'd say so.
And B, I obviously have no idea how to spend money. For the purpose of this segment I'll bring you on across my dream day, I've changed it to euro. So €167,867 is my starter. Are you ready for the journey?
Yeah.
Oh my God, please.
Okay, I start the morning early, 6 a.m. I want to go to a spa. I'll pay them to open for me early and I'll rent a private spa and get three treatments. I don't know. Give me a facial, a full body massage. That's about 150. And a head massage. That's about 80.
Right, you haven't even made a dent it yet.
No, so that's 350 for all the stuff I want to get done, and I'll give them $3,000 to open early. All right, it's only 8:30 a.m. I'll pay a friend of mine really generously to bring me home from said spa, so I can have a little snooze in the car. You know, it's annoying to have to drive after your spa treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll pay them extra for no talking, so I'll give them $1,000 at rush hour.
Wow. That's okay.
Nice. We're down to 163,517 euro. It's just after 9 a.m. All right, what'll I do? Let's book a flight to London. Let's just go now. There's a flight in an hour. 6:50 return because it's last minute. The flight back is a lot. You can't upgrade to first class, sugar. I'll give my friend another 300 for the trip to the airport. So that's 660 plus 300. A long way to go. It's only 10:30 a.m. I'm at the airport. I'll get a fry. I'll get a Burger King Coke. That's a pair of sunglasses. They're very pricey. I'll get a jumper with a leprechaun on it. That's still only 250 euro gone.
Whoa.
Okay, hello, London. Spent a few bob in the Ryanair Lotto. Went for afternoon tea.
You got the scratch cards.
I did. I went for the scratch cards.
Oh, yeah. That'll make all the difference.
Girl's on 141 grand and she's flying Ryanair.
Went for the afternoon tea. Went shopping to Zara. Obviously, those fancy ones just scare me. Bought a suitcase to fit the Zara haul in and booked it in. That's 440 gone. Jesus, lads, we've a long way to go. I bought some Persimmon duty free back in Dublin into a taxi. No bus into town for me. Sure, look, bring me to the Shelburne. I'd love to see what it looks like on the inside. I'll stay there. Oh, hello, man. With hash grabbing my bag from the car, I'll tip you generously. It's 5 p.m. and I still have 160 grand plus to spend. Good Lord. That all cost me 9:30. Sitting in the Shelburne, having a cup of chai. Look, I'll just buy a house. Damn it. I can't afford anything here with what I've left. Let's widen that radius. How would you look? A two-bed semi in Bradford in Yorkshire for exactly 160,987 euro. A conservatory close to a train station. Right, I'm moving to the UK and now I haven't a cent left. A quiet night in the Shelburne for me. But sure, I can wake up and spend it all again.
My God.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It's a long day.
God.
I'm stressed with thinking about it. I simply wouldn't be able to spend it. How exciting.
I'm kind of not that jealous anymore.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
Yeah, 100%. Broke life for life.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Becky Hill on Spin. It's Emma, David, Aisling. Good morning to you.
Morning.
I'm coming in hot now, first thing on a Thursday, but I have discovered the secret to eternal youth.
To eternal youth?
Eternal youth.
Tell me more.
And I found it in the most unlikely of places, Lad Bible. Crazy. Because Lad Bible have written a story about a man who claims he hasn't aged in 18 years because of one new habit.
Okay.
Well, not new, I suppose. He's been doing it for 18 years.
If it could make me age backwards, that'd be nicer.
No, we can't go back, but we can stick to where we are. Enter Julius Abraham. He's a 54-year-old man. He has 3 jobs and 3 children, so he has a busy life.
He's got 3 jobs?
Yeah, he's wow. Like, well, it said 3 jobs, right? 2 of them were quiz host and comedian. I was like, one could call those hobbies, sir. With a small fee. But he claims people often mistake him for being much, much younger than he actually is, like decades younger.
Oh, wow.
And back when Julius was 36, he watched a YouTube video and it had a certain tip that he claims hasn't aged him in 18 years.
Okay.
You're both interested in eternal youth, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Dave, you're often kind of talking about wanting to be healthier.
Yeah.
Emma, you are healthy, but you
could be healthier.
And you have weights.
I have
so
weights.
You're in touch with being healthier yourself.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay.
This man says, people always think I'm younger than I am, and I love it. Keeping your youth is great. My girlfriend is 27, but people don't even realize we have an age gap. She must be an old looking 27.
Yeah.
People think she's the same age as a 54-year-old.
She must look terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like to know the big secret?
Obviously.
Every day, Julius steams his veg for dinner. And after eating the vegetables, Julius drinks the boiled veg water.
No. That's disgusting, Julius. You're weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Being young isn't worth it.
What do you think this boiled veg water tastes like, you ask? Well, Julia says, I used to add a little lemon, but I've gotten used to the taste now. It's quite sweet.
Oh, there's a couple of things on that, because sometimes I notice, like, with the boiled veg water, when you're finished with the veg, that, like, it's a little bit gross. I'm like, were those veg... I'm almost like the boiling of it has cleaned the vegetables properly before... So I'd be scared I'd be drinking, like, dirt.
That's actually
even
a good point,
even though I have washed them first, there's still something, obviously, that comes through.
You know, Julius has actually covered this and he says he actually washes and peels his veg with boiled water before he actually puts it into the fresh boiling water.
Okay.
So he's pretty above board on all of this. I can't imagine it
being that bad.
Yeah, one time I threw my water from a boiling of broccoli into my vegetable patch on my balcony.
Oh, that's a good show.
Just to like reuse it or whatever. It was green.
Yeah.
It was fully green and it wasn't great.
Okay.
But the good news is we too can unlock the secret to eternal life this morning, because yesterday producer Callum had a healthy dinner of broccoli and peas.
Okay.
And he very kindly kept his boiled veg water.
No,
all to try this morning.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Sake.
No, he didn't.
Ashling,
wrinkles be gone. Enter producer Callum.
No, you're joking. No, you're joking. You're joking. What the hell?
Right. Producer Callum is producing three cups of last night's dinner's
boiling water. I am actually gagging looking at it, right?
Thanks, Callum.
What?
I've said I'll drink it if you guys drink
it. It's green as it gets. Dave's about to get sick.
Oh my God. What is this?
It's boiled veg water.
No, it's not. It's Gatorade or something. It has to be.
No, it is. I made broccoli and peas last night to go with my lasagna. And
you
that is
boiled them?
That's the water that I cooked the veggie. That's how you cook veg.
How did you transport this to work?
I would just put it in a water bottle.
Okay.
Oh, throw that away.
Okay, Mr. Callum said it's pungent, so let's have a sniff.
Oh! I'm too scared to smell it.
Oh, no, smell it.
Oh, my God.
Smells pure broccoli.
Dave, just have another whiff there, please.
Just
one more whiff. Yeah. I don't know. Like, we're going to get
that's
him.
The most disgusting thing
one
I've ever...
One sip. Come on. Dave's doing it. Legend.
I can't believe
you did that.
Oh, my God. That is rotten.
Is that the worst thing you've tasted on this show?
No, the tomato was still quite bad.
Oh, wow, the tomato, like, okay, I'll have a sip.
Oh my God,
come here. Come on.
There's like an aftertaste.
Go on, Ash.
That actually nearly came out.
I paid off for my Invisalign. I'm not putting that.
That's the worst
Invisalign
thing
this morning. I'm sorry. Is everyone okay?
Callum, you're a terrible cook.
You know what? For the first time, I'm sorry.
Hosier on spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Hosier and Too Sweet on spin.
We have just tasted the rankest tasting liquid I think I've ever let touch my lips
before up. 7:30 in the morning.
On the show, we were telling you about a fella who claims he has found the secret to eternal youth. He drinks the boiled water from his vegetables, his broccoli, every single day. Producer Callum kindly, not so kindly, brought in the boiled water from his broccoli and peas that he made yesterday. It was bright green. It smelled more broccoli-esque than broccoli itself.
And broccoli's never made me feel sick before or gagged
before.
Yeah,
like this has ruined the one vegetable that Dave actually used to
literally
consume.
Yeah, and when I say we have actually physically gagged,
yeah,
like I mean, that was a traumatic
Except
experience.
Emma hasn't done it.
Nope. And I've just been thinking about it. Will I take one for the team and take a sip?
Yes.
You have to.
We just drank it.
And I just remembered, I get Botox. I don't care about eternal.
Boo!
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
And it doesn't make you feel sick. It's great.
I actually would take it over that.
Yeah, myself. Andrew, what's going on out there?
Good morning. There's a breakdown on the end.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashling. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Dasha and Austin on spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling. After 10 o'clock this morning, Michaela is here. Her ticket fairy wings are back on this week, not only giving you a chance to see Mark Amber at the Olympia, but also
Benson Bloody Boone.
Brilliant stuff. She's here from 10.
I was watching The Office yesterday. It's like my favourite show of all time. I don't know if you've ever watched it, and it's the US version.
Yes, I have. I love it.
It's my favourite. I absolutely love it. I've rewatched it probably about 100 times. I was watching season 4, episode 1. All Office fans will know that is Fun Run episode.
Oh, okay?
Good one.
A fantastic
bloody
episode.
Bloody nipples.
Yeah, bloody nipples, that's right. So there is a scene at the very, very start. You haven't seen The Office.
No, one day, guys, I'll...
You should, honestly. It's one of those shows, isn't it? Where it's like, if you told someone, if someone told me there was a show you could wipe your mind clear of and watch again for the first time, it'd be The Office.
Yeah, like that's the best review you're going to get, really.
So
yeah.
In season 4, episode 1, Fun Run, right at the beginning of the episode, there is a a car accident.
Okay.
Where Michael Scott runs over Meredith in his car.
Okay.
Right?
Two people who work in the office.
Yes. And Meredith is a character and she's a bit mad, right? And I remember watching that 100 times and never really thinking much of it except for when I watched it yesterday and I went, God, I wonder, was that a body double? Or was that, was the car going really, really like slowly? Like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not, obviously it makes it look like
he didn't run her over.
In real life.
It was like a tip, was it?
Exactly. No, he did. She jumped up onto the bonnet and she was like on the windscreen. Do you know what I mean? She ended up in hospital. Obviously not in real life, just in the episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in real life, I was curious, was the car going really slow for her to do that? Or did she just have a body double? What was the story? And I was like, who can I ask? I could ask her. So I thought, why don't I message the person who plays Meredith in The Office on Instagram? Her name is Kate Flannery. And message her and just see if she'd respond to my DM. And then I was like, actually, this is kind of weird because obviously I've messaged footballers and stuff in the past. Like I famously messaged footballers before they start a match, being like, you're going to have a great game. And it's obviously very sad and they never ever respond.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave.
Or I'd be like, after a match where they lose, I'd be like, chin up. You know what I mean? You did well or whatever.
Dave.
So cute.
It's very pathetic. But obviously with Kate Flannery, she's no idea who I am and she's a big Hollywood actress, right? Can I message her and see if she'll respond to me? So my thought process was, maybe Emma and Ash also have a celebrity that they have that they always wanted to ask a question to and they could get a response from.
Right.
So I thought, let's all DM a celebrity and see who can get a response.
Okay.
However, I have some rules, okay? Because this has to be like, this is a competitive thing because I haven't messaged Kate Flannery yet asking her about what happened at that episode of The Office. So here are my rules.
Okay, let's go.
You have to DM a celebrity. It has to be someone with over 200,000 followers.
Okay, so that's someone, yeah, because otherwise I guess they are more likely to see your message.
Exactly. It can't be someone that follows us back.
Yeah. Okay, but don't worry, nobody with 200,000 followers follows me.
That's fair. It can't be someone we know or who we've met.
Okay.
Okay.
And it can't be a business. It has to be one person.
Okay, so it can't, like, there's customer service in the DMs.
Exactly. You can't message Ryan.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
But the goal is simply just to get a celebrity to reply to your DM.
Exactly.
Then whatever you want.
Anything you want.
Interesting.
So whatever you think or whatever celebrity you think, come up with a message. But the aim of the game is not to DM a celebrity. The aim of the game is to get a DM back.
Okay.
So I want you to think of a celebrity.
Yeah.
I want you to think of a message of how you're going to pull on their heartstrings to get them to respond.
Oh, nice. God, pressure.
And we're going to do it after Taylor Swift.
Okay, here's Taylor and Post Malone and Fortnite. You're listening to Spin.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It's Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
So I was just telling you that I was watching The Office yesterday and there was an episode called Fun Run where Michael Scott's character runs over Meredith's character. And I thought, that looks interesting. I've watched it 100 times, but I've never really thought anything of it. But I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder, did she have a body double there or was the car moving very slowly? Mm. Why don't I DM her and ask her?
Yeah, it's a bit
of a weird, it's a bit of a weird thing to DM a celebrity, such a random question. But I thought, let's actually bring this to the show. Maybe there's a celebrity that Emma and Aisling have that they would both like to ask a question to, or maybe, you know, just talk to or whatever. But the aim of the game is to get a response from a celebrity.
Okay.
That's the main thing. We had some rules. It has to be someone with over 200,000 followers. It can't be someone that follows us back. It can't be someone we know or that we've met. And it can't be a business. It has to be one person.
Okay, that's fair enough, Dave.
So, as I was saying, I was going to message Kate Flannery, who plays Meredith in The Office, okay? I don't want anyone to judge me for my message.
That's okay.
Oh, he's grovelling, I'd say.
No, I'm not grovelling. I'm lying.
Oh.
Hi, Kate. Big fan here from Ireland. My 8-year-old daughter was watching The Office the other day and she said that you're her favourite character. So far, we have got big fan here from Ireland. Her name is Kate Flannery.
Yeah,
I thought maybe she's going to have some ties.
Yeah, well done.
You know what I mean? Okay. 8-year-old daughter, she's also a girl. And then also, you're her favourite character. Got a tug on that ego. You know what I mean? She is a big Hollywood celebrity. I continued. She was wondering, did you get hurt when Michael Scott hit you with his car in season 4, episode 1, Fun Run? Did you have a body double or was the car going slowly? Thanks so much. From David and Katie. So she'll hopefully think, hey, that's like my name.
One thing though, is the office suitable for children?
No, not at all.
Specifically Meredith's character, not,
not at all. And an 8-year-old would not get Meredith.
Hit send and
so,
let's see.
That is what I'm going to send. What have you got, Emma?
Okay, to be honest, I don't have someone that I would like dying to get a question for, so but I am competitive and I want to reply.
You want to respond.
Rules. So I've gone for Ioande. Ioande is an Irish girl. She was in Love Island.
Ioande, I remember Ioande. She was great.
Absolutely fantastic in Love Island. She's a real queen. And I want to reply now. She has 641,000 followers, I've just learned.
Yeah.
But let's see if this does the business and I get a reply. Hi, Ioande. I'm thinking of applying for Grá Éireann Tráth. The Irish version, of course, of Love Island. And I'm wondering if you'd help me with a question on my application video. I'm stuck. The question is, on day and two go the on gym. I haven't in ages. Do you think I should lie or will they make me do the bleep test to prove it?
That's fantastic.
That's brilliant. Okay, I think you have a very good chance of getting in.
Perfect.
With that one.
Ash, what are you thinking?
Okay, I'm going kind of big here. I'm going for a lady who's been in the news a little bit recently.
Okay.
For her endorsement of Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And I am sending a DM to a lady with 800,000 followers by the name of Kerry Katona.
I genuinely thought it was going to be Ivanka or something.
Hello, Kerry. My name is Aisling Bonner and I work on Donald Trump's campaign team. Donald was delighted to read in OK Magazine that you have endorsed him in this year's presidential race. We are making a video montage of Donald's fans from around the world and it would be great to have a member of Atomic Kitten as part of the project. Let me know if you're interested. XOXO, MAGA. Yeah.
You won't even be able to bring yourself to write that word.
XOXO, MAGA.
I would not elaborate on MAGA.
Right, so we're all pressing send.
Yeah, it's going in.
Already. We will update you accordingly, okay?
Yeah, this might be no update, by the way. Especially
yeah,
Kerry Katona.
Nothing from us.
Picture this and satellites on spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like that.
It's really good, isn't
that
it?
It is genuinely quite good. Every time Picture This releases a song, I'm like, yep, there they do it again.
It's a real anthem.
Yeah, it is.
I listened to loads of Picture This, as I was saying. I had a long journey the other day on the way back from Cork and we were listening to the Talking Bead podcast in the car. And Ryan, the lead singer of Picture This, was on it. And then after that, I was like, ah, Tawana, if you Picture This song's
there. Yeah. Remember, never change, baby. Unbelievable.
No, I don't remember that one now.
How do you not remember Never Change?
I think it could be your singing.
Dublin travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Never get a break around here. Coming up on 8. Andrew, how are we looking?
Morning, I just fine.
Emma, Dave and Ashley. This is Spin's Fully Charged.
Hello. What's the crack?
Hi.
It's official. I am now, as of this week, 5 years living in Dublin.
Wow.
Congratulations.
And welcome to Dublin.
Thank you. Very happy to be here. And I've mentioned before that one of the reasons I love Kyo so much is that the staff seem to like remember you. You know, if you have a chat with them there, and it just makes it feel like.
Do you want to, before you talk about how much you love Kyo's, can I talk about one thing I hate about Kyo's? The spelling.
It's the wrong spelling. Yeah, I agree. They've got it wrong.
Is it K-E-H-E-O?
K-E-H-O-E-S.
Yeah.
Is that not correct?
Kehoes.
K-E-O-G-H-S is the way that I would call the spell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, in this occasion, I'm not actually talking about Kyo's. I want to give a tip for anyone who's living in Dublin for years and wants to feel like a local somewhere, okay? Mm. I've been going to this establishment in Rathfarnham for many years with my housemate, Emer. We went down for a bite to eat in the sun last night, sitting outside.
Lovely.
But a couple of weeks ago, we changed the game. I'd mentioned before that we feel like we have our seat in the pub and no one would really bother you. A quick hi, how are you, whatever, but didn't really feel very local there-ish, really. And we changed it up a few weeks ago. Our quote-unquote, table was taken. So we sat at the bar.
Oh, I like sitting at the bar. Yeah, it's fun.
Sitting at the bar in a quiet pub, I now finally have had a conversation with the barman, etc. Now, to say that we are so in at this stage, yesterday, on the back of sitting at the bar, that's my tip for anyone who wants to feel
okay,
local somewhere.
Just do that once and you're in.
Everyone's just going to talk. Everyone's just, it's kind of like an invite. It's like inviting people to have a conversation with you if you're at the bar rather than over on your own. Anyway, point being, sat outside last night in the smoking area or whatever to have food outside. The barman left the establishment to say hello.
very nice.
Ah, it's nice.
Game over, man. Proud of you.
Did he give you in for free, though?
Yeah, like, what do you mean by in? Like,
as
you still
in,
have to pay for your food.
But he still has to pay for your food, but you get a welcome every time you come in. And I got called by name. Hi, Emma, how are you today? I was like, oh my God, Johnny, we're so in.
The name is nice, but really the bar is on the floor if all you've gotten is a welcome after the same place for years.
For 5 years.
I can't say that. No, it's a great spot. But yeah, that's my tip going forward. Who knows where I'll be at after 10 years.
So all you got to do is go to a place for 5 years and you will get a hello. Write it down.
I have quite a bit of work to do today, guys. Oh. And it's not anything to do with the show. It's in fact something much more important, if you don't mind me saying. This week, my friends and I are off to Ennis because one of our friends from our little crew moved there with her boyfriend recently. So we're all going to go stay in the house. And
she moved to Ennis.
What a
random. So random.
It is random. She's got it from like the Clare Limerick border.
Oh, okay.
He's from the west as well, so they just kind of wanted to go out west. We're all friends from college and we all were friends because we were all in the same college musical society together. Okay. So whenever we made up, oh, it's like Christmas. We all get very, very excited. There's a big lead up to it because we know that for the entire weekend we are going to be singing musical songs exclusively.
Oh, this is this crew.
At all times.
Okay. She's not going to have a voice now next week.
I think you did this last year or something. You had a meetup and you all had like, you just sang nonstop.
We did. We sang Danny Boy and Harmony.
Yeah.
driving around Sligo, and this will be no different. Just the Burren edition. We're so excited for this weekend in particular because there's six of us in our crew and it's actually the first time that all six will have been together since 2021.
Mm.
Because we've met up loads of times, but there's always somebody missing. Yeah, you know the way. And we're going to play our favourite game that we made up on one of these trips.
Exciting.
So basically, there's like two pots, and then one of them is a pot of musical songs, and the other is a pot of musical characters, and then you have to perform that musical song.
As the character.
As the character.
That's cool.
That's a good game.
That's very Jimmy Fallon.
I mean, yeah. If you're into it, it's a great game.
And you have to guess what character they're
yeah,
being.
Yeah, if you can do it, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So for example, like one of my friends sang a song from Les Mis as Fagin from Oliver.
Love.
Yeah, like hunched over. Like,
oh, very cool.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's a great laugh. But the other kind of big highlight that we're going to have this year is a big planned performance. Just for basically us.
Oh, for God's
and
sake.
A couple of the boyfriends that are going to be there. God love them.
A planned performance, as in like you're putting on a show almost?
Essentially. So we're all working away in the background and this is what I have to do today. So there
oh,
is...
Oh, Ashton, why do you put yourself under so much pressure?
This is the... So all I live the time. For guys.
No, but like you are working a job, you've loads going on in the afternoons, you've loads going on in the evenings, and you're probably at home sweating at 11 o'clock at night organising this. Just go to Ennis and have a laugh.
That is my favourite thing about it, is how much pressure she puts on herself for literally no reason.
Everything's a competition. I have to make dinner on this stuff that's
no, because it has to be amazing performance. No, it doesn't.
Guys, I'm working late because I'm a singer. Have some respect. So there is this musical called Six. And it is about the six wives of Henry VIII.
Oh, cool.
And there's six gals in the musical. And
that
the
works.
Kind of main song in it is called Ex-Wives. And for years, we have wanted to perform this song together. To nobody, but just for ourselves.
What do you mean for years?
What
like, just
for,
sing it.
Just sing, yeah, what's stopping you?
Because we all need to know our individual parts, guys.
Okay.
Six-part harmony.
Right.
But you're doing a lot of work on this, okay?
Wow.
This song, Ex-Wives, is an absolute banger, all right? It's my Tiesto. No, I swear to God. I think you in particular will love this. Listen to this.
Right.
Musical Tiesto.
That is the most Eurovision thing I have ever heard.
Ashing, sometimes I feel like I know you really well and then other times I'm like, I don't know, the stranger.
Yeah, but with that harpsichord in the background, guys.
Very Tiesto, if Tiesto was, you know, musical.
And lived back in Henry VIII's time. So in this song, each of the wives gets like a little intro and she gets to describe kind of her story in like a cool little moment.
Okay.
Obviously the six of us, six wives, it's perfect. So all week we've been choosing our wife. Please, 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 can I be Jane Seymour, girls, please? Oh, I want to be Anne Boleyn. I bagged the Anne Boleyn. Oh, Catherine of Aragon for me.
Imagine Anne Boleyn rolling in her grave, being like, some girl's like, please, please, can I be Anne Boleyn?
And I won out on my first choice and I get to be Jane Seymour.
See, I love when Aisling brings this kind of stuff to me because I'm always like, what if there's no one out there for me? But very clearly there is. These people have met people. They are in relationships. I think that's amazing.
And like, your boyfriend Alex is going to go and sit and watch this all
he
again.
He's going to be there with one other boyfriend as well. And that's a new dynamic that we've never had before. So, because the two of them get on, so that they're going to have a time of it. Would you like to hear my solo
yes,
for Jane
of
Seymour?
Of course.
Okay, introducing Jane Seymour.
This isn't you singing this.
Not at all. Jane Seymour, the only one he truly loved.
Rude.
When my son was newly born, I died. But I'm not what I seem, or am I? Stick around and you'll suddenly see more.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Stick around, you'll suddenly see
it's
more.
Clever.
Oh,
I kind of want to, I really want to see the musical now.
Great lyrics.
That's
and
fantastic.
Then there's a kind of a dance break, obviously. So
this is where the Tiesto comes in.
Yeah, Tiesto comes back. And I think we need to do something really epic with these lines. This is kind of the hook. And yeah, this is a bit we're going to work out on the weekend.
Divorced, beheaded, died.
Divorced,
beheaded,
survived.
Get ready, boys.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry.
How are you going to do that bit?
I don't know. You simply must record all of this, please.
I don't know.
No, you have
it's going
to
give like...
No, I promise you, this is more embarrassing than the finished product. You talking about it.
So it's going to give like 12-year-old girls in 6th year doing a performance for their a sleepover.
Well, girl, like,
watch me dance.
I can't wait.
Aisling does not know peace.
No, not at all. Neither do we.
The feedback on Monday. You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I feel like it's Friday, even though I know it's,
yeah,
I know it's Thursday.
Do you know why? Because we both went out last night. I think that's why.
Maybe so. Speaking of summertime, I feel like there's a big tradition and part of people's lives in summertime that I haven't quite experienced myself based on the reason I have family in Spain and always go to the same very like sleepy little village, not like major huge tourist spots or anything. But I understand the struggle when you go on your holidays to one of these spots and you can't get a sunbed because when you come down to try and lounge on the bloody thing, someone's towel's been lying there all morning, okay?
Yeah.
This whole robbing sunbeds thing is such a huge problem. Problem for people when they're away, okay?
So annoying. It's such an awful thing to do, getting up to put towels and then going back to bed. Like,
I remember it used to be kind of my job when I was a kid and we go to resorts, and I remember one time I went down to do my do the towels and I slipped and fell on my arse and it was really sore.
Oh man.
It's a dangerous business.
That's a bad memory. Yeah,
dangerous job.
Yeah.
There's a guy going viral on TikTok. He's somewhat TikTok famous now, and I guess this is where the story is coming from, because when I say like he was athletic in his sprint to like beat someone to put his towel down.
Oh, wow.
Apparently it was all over TikTok a couple of weeks ago. But now, because it's becoming more of a problem, hotels and tourism bosses are looking at better ways to kind of sort this. So they're looking at this idea of creating an app for summer of next year, putting these like in place to have this ready for next year for certain places where it's very busy like this.
Mm.
For people to book their sunbeds in summer resorts.
Oh,
okay?
Genius.
Oh, God.
Which makes perfect sense. And it's looking like if you don't show up for that, whatever, you'd be fined.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
So if you're booking in for this time at this
That's
place,
good that you need to go
to be
at
there,
the time.
Kind of. So this place in Alicante is looking at handing out fines of €250 to people.
Dear God.
To reserve areas with beach towels, chairs and umbrellas before 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
So lots of measures in place. And it would also apply to belongings left unattended on the beach for more than 3 hours.
Oh yeah, like if you head off.
Yeah,
and come back.
Yeah. That's my position on the beach. But if there's a big family, you could take over a whole area kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And it's gotten so bad in parts of Greece that drones are even being deployed at the moment to keep an eye on people and what
wow.
they're doing.
Oh my
right?
God.
It's mad.
I'd love that to be my job. Like, what am I doing
drone
today?
Driver.
You're on drone. Class.
Checking in, people. 250 for you, please.
Honestly.
But I was thinking, although I get that, if that's an issue for you when you go on your holidays and it kind of spoils the fun a bit, cool. But I was thinking there's other apps, as much as we're very app heavy at the moment, there's other apps I think that could be either upgraded or created.
Okay.
So I was thinking, Dublin bus users, if you're on that bus every day, sometimes you get a bit sad when you're like, oh, that's my seat and someone's in it.
Yeah, especially the top right at the front.
Yeah, unless
top tier.
Unless
elite.
It's very sunny. that can be annoying.
Anyway, yeah, fair.
Whatever the case may be, pay a little bit more premium rate. And actually, that's my seat. Could you move, please?
Wow. Reserve your seat.
You want a Ryanair bus.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I was thinking as well, the next sale, still a big thing at Christmas time. As soon as the sales are over, parents are grabbing the kids out of bed in the middle of the night to get to the next sale.
Yeah, Steve's
Reserve your spot to get in. One thing that's always a little bit miscellaneous is the standing situation when you go to a standing gig.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to zoom in and go, no, I want my feet there. That's my spot. That place there is for my feet, not for yours.
Little footprints on the ground.
Yeah, essentially. You know, like almost you can see it as you walk towards. It's like Google Maps. It's like, oh, I'm at my position now. Therefore, should I need to go to the bar or the loo? I'm like, oh, sorry, you're actually standing in my footprints.
Oh, that's
genius.
That is a great idea.
But like, I feel like that's like a society we all wish we were a part of, but we're just not.
That's maybe. Japan.
Maybe. Yeah, that is literally Japan.
I think as well, when you ring a restaurant to book a table, no, it's like, I want to go on the app and just book my table. I want the window seat.
Yeah.
Clearly. That's mine.
Choose the one. Yeah. That'd be cool.
And also, because I have this experience sometimes at the hairdressers, the very rare time I go, I hate getting a particular wash basin. It's not as nice around my head. It hurts a bit. I want to be able to book that wash basin.
Oh, I get what you
mean.
Right,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one of them's a little bit lower than the other and I just don't vibe off. That hurts my shoulders.
I hate a wash basin.
So a lot to work on for people in STEM.
That's why Dave's views are now. Perfect.
Get working on them. I'll be back to you in a couple of days or more.
You can go in now to your 9 a.m. meeting with those ideas.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. I like the thought of you going, it's Emma and the rest of the gang.
You should start doing that. What a power move.
That would be such a power move.
Hope all is good. We are all set for another week on the girly quiz. Dave must win the week by answering 3 questions correctly, but he has 2 lifelines to help him out along the way.
Yes, one is a simplify, it's like a 50-50 option, and the other is a phone a female, and we have Kerry standing by as your phone a female today.
Legend.
All these questions are girly things, every category of girly life is covered, and Dave does his best every week to get 3 out of 3.
Yeah. You've had a good couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I've had 2 wins in a row, pretty sure, so I'm going for the hat-trick. I've never had a hat-trick before, but yeah, let's do it. I'm feeling a little bit more confident than I usually am. However, I shouldn't say that because last time I said that, you gave me the 3 worst questions I have ever heard in my life.
Well, this is the thing. Once you are on like a bit of a winning streak, that's when we really kind of get the claws in. Literally.
Just a reminder as well, if there's little ears in the car with you and you're sitting there going, what is this? Just be careful because sometimes Dave can go off on one. And we can cover all aspects of being a female inside and out, if you know what I mean. So just keep your hand on the dial, okay? Let's go.
Oh, no. Look at that. Anxiety back. I don't know. I thought it would be fine. And as soon as I hear that music, it's like... Ugh.
Dave, question number 1 in the girly quiz this week. Why might there be flip-flops in the women's bathroom at a wedding?
Why might there be flip-flops in a women's bathroom? I'll tell you for why.
Oh, cocky.
Because
it was an RTE wedding. When you joke.
Zing!
That was very good.
Very good.
I think it's for when girls take off their heels, and it's like a really sound thing that the bride does, or like maybe the maid of honor. Is that a thing? Maid of honor? Yeah. That's not just an American thing.
The bridesmaids. Yeah, you don't really have maid of honor.
Do
we
not have maid of honor?
Do we?
I've maid of honor twice.
Oh, well, there you go. So maid of honor. Like,
good
I feel
for
like
you.
The only 2 times I've bridal partied, I've been maid of honor. I'll have you know.
Anyway. I think it's either the bride would do it or the maid of honour would do it. Someone sound anyway, because it's probably a lot of money. But it's for heels, I think. So when girls like are at a wedding and they take off their heels for like dancing and things like that, and it's usually quite late into the night. So that's what I think it's there for.
You're absolutely correct. Well done. Off to a great start.
Did you know that was a thing that people do?
Yeah, I remember going to a wedding in Spain. It was my cousin Dennis and Shira's wedding, and she had those kind of things in.
Great idea.
Yeah.
It should be on every night out.
But I remember like being like, can I rob a pair of them? Because I was in like really cheap white runners, like, and they probably cost about a tenner. And I was like,
around,
I was so sore, so I had to flip flop around.
They should upgrade them, although way too expensive, but just for Crocs. Love to see everyone in Crocs. Oh.
Yeah.
I can't wait for your wedding.
Flip flops are a bit of a liability, to be fair.
Yeah.
Right. Question 2, David.
Off to a good start, lads.
Yeah. 2 lifelines remain.
Trickier. Question two on the girly quiz. What is microdermabrasion?
No! No, 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 no.
Aw, do you not know what...
Aw, what a lass. No! I've heard of this.
Aww.
Microdermabrasion. What a letter. I feel like it's... Microdermabrasion. What is it? What is it? I've heard it 100,000 times.
Really?
Is it something to do with your...
Have you?
It's a lot. Microdermabrasion. It's something to do with your skin, I'm pretty sure. Is it, final answer. No, I've no idea. I know what a microdermal is, I think.
What's a microdermal?
I'm pretty sure a microdermal is like a piercing in your skin, just like in a random part of your body. Like it could be in your wrist or something. I'm pretty sure that's a microdermal. I also have a feeling it's something to do with your teeth. A microdermabrasion, like maybe it's an operation on your mouth.
Right.
But I'm going to call in the troops. I'm going to call in Kerry.
Morning, Kerry. You're live.
How are you, Kerry?
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, hello. Are you underwater, Kerry?
Get it together, Kerry.
It's my car. It makes it sound like I'm recording on a microwave.
Okay, very good.
Welcome, darling. Dave,
Kerry,
under pressure.
I've got 30 seconds on the clock. I need you to tell me what microdermabrasion is.
Oh, So, dermaplaning is like when you get that little knife and you get the skin off your face. I'm presuming it's the same, but a dermatologist does it with their safe hands.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Dermaplaning is like with the knife, and this is microdermaplaning. I feel like is something bad or something to do with...
This is microdermabrasion.
Microdermabrasion.
This changes everything. Is it when you get rid of the skin on your face? When you peel it off or...
What,
Dave, I'm not a woman.
There's something in the saw.
You're not a woman!
I'm not a woman.
I'm just joking.
Okay. I'm having an identity
crisis. Don't do yourself like that.
That's okay, hon. Kerry, you've been absolutely no help whatsoever. So thank you for that. You said taking skin off. Is that what you said?
With a knife?
With a knife.
You know, with that little knife thing? With the...
Like a scalpel?
The blade.
Exactly like that.
Okay.
That feels wrong.
It's taking excess skin off. I'm going to throw in the word excess just to see if that'll help. It's taking excess skin off with a knife.
Don't say knife.
Scalpel.
You're asking me.
Scalpel.
I
think we'll give it. I've been super sound here.
Okay.
I think we'll give it. Okay. So the answer that we've written down is it's a beauty treatment involving intense exfoliation of the face. And technically, when you exfoliate, you are taking off.
Yes, skin.
Old skin.
But in this case, it's not with a knife. No.
And that's in this so economy,
weird. Let's call it a knife. It's just a little blade that removes. Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess blade. Yeah.
Okay.
Blade,
no.
Knife.
No. Sorry, that's micro.
Oh, that's micro thing.
Yeah, I think microdermabrasion.
Kerry, I think you did very well.
Yeah, Kerry, well.
Oh, you have to say that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Kerry.
Appreciate you, Kerry.
Good sport.
Good luck. Cheers, see you later.
Bye.
Okay,
good luck in the All Ireland, Kerry.
Kerry's not in it.
Oh, damn it, they're out.
It's going, Armagh.
This is a mess. Let's move on.
Oh, even worse joke.
Dave, to win the week.
I feel like you've given me wrong answers on stuff that have been a lot closer than that answer.
I don't.
David. Callum's gone. Question three, guys. It's serious.
Come on.
If you're aged between 25 and 29, how often will you be called for a smear test?
If you're aged between 25 and 29... I'm going to go shot in the dark because I think it would be impressive if I got it right. Is that stupid to not go for 50-50?
I don't know. It's up to you.
You said you were done with silly options on a 50-50, so we've taken that feedback on board.
So it is good. They're good options on the 50-50.
Yeah.
Right, go on. Simplify it for me, so.
All right, entering simplify mode.
Go on, Ash. We're here. Brilliant.
If you are aged 25 to 29, how often will you be called for a smear test? Is it A, every 3 years, or B, every 5 years?
Oh, thank God I didn't go for a shot in the dark. I was going to go once.
Every year?
I was going to go, no, once.
Oh, once in that whole time?
Yeah, once in that whole time. God. Give me the options one more time.
Every 3 years or every 5 years?
I'd say, with the whole thing that went on, I'd say it's every 3 years, but I have a feeling that people are annoyed because it is every 5 years. I'm going to say it's every 5 years. But it should be three, but yeah, oh my God, I don't know. I'm going to say it's totally 50-50 for me. I have no idea. I'm going to say you have to get it done every 5 years.
Final answer is every 5 years?
Yeah.
You've just lost the girly quiz.
No!
Oh. That is tough to take.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Dave. That's annoying. Yeah.
And the reason why that was so hard is because after you turn 30, it's every 5 years from then on.
Oh, I thought it would be more frequent when you get older.
No, I think the risk is actually higher when you're younger.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So when you're 25 to 29, you go every 3 years.
Feck yeah, anyway.
I'm sorry.
Them damn doctors.
Too honest.
Yeah.
Too honest,
I'm being too good for people.
Crap!
Well, listen, you had a good run.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
I went and did the big shop during the week and didn't I bring all the groceries into the car and then went back in and bought a big fan.
For the 3 days there that you're going to need it.
Yeah, there was the option of whatever and then there was the option of a 60 watt fan and I was like, cool, that sounds like the better one, I'll go for that one. And I cannot sleep with it in the room.
It's so loud,
isn't
it?
It's so loud.
Really?
And also, what it does, it's an excellent feature. I obviously bought a fan that only blows warm air.
Oh, phenomenal.
It's perfection in itself.
You know what a fan is and does, right? It just blows the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I know that now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think what you're looking for is an air conditioning unit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
How much was your fan?
It was €30.
Okay.
So not too bad. And I thought,
no,
Jesus, that's a really good price.
For a air bad conditioning.
For a bad fan.
Hello.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Spins Fully Charged
with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Hello, what's happening?
Hi.
I'm embarrassed today.
Why?
Because I put up what I thought was a really clever Instagram story yesterday. So clever, I almost put it up as a tweet.
Oh. A tweet?
And I never tweet. And then I realised shortly after posting it that I got it all wrong.
Oh no, I hate when that happens.
And I thought I was being so cool. So there's this Dublin bus, or it's I suppose it's not really a Dublin bus, it goes to Wicklow, I think. It goes to Kilcool. It's the 84X.
Oh, yeah.
And on the name of where it's going, it says Expresso, but just Expresso. So it's the Expresso Kilcool.
Okay,
but
so
it looks like a Dublin bus.
It looks trying to be funky, like this. Like an express bus.
I think Hello, Producer Callum has some deets on it.
Not to be like getting into flaming glaving, here's all the buses work, but there are certain other bus routes that are the X routes, which are the Expresso routes that are quick service.
Okay.
Yeah, but why did they just call it Express?
Because they're wacky. There's
a 20, really?
There's a 27X, which is the Expresso for the 27, which just goes...
Yeah. Okay.
Bypasses a load of stuff.
So it is Expresso, and it is wacky. So I put up a picture. I got a picture of the bus as it drove by me in town, and I wrote the caption, it's that me.
Oh, Expresso.
And then Expresso, like the Sabrina Carpenter song, Espresso, where she says, it's that me, Espresso.
Except.
Oh, she doesn't. She says, that's that me, Espresso. And I wrote, it's that me.
Oh my God. You are like already an auntie.
Oh,
you're already you're a Facebook auntie.
No, I was really mad.
Whatever about Instagram, you can't really see like the public replies to a story. You would have got destroyed on Twitter.
I would have been lanced on Twitter, yeah. The only thing is now I feel like I could redeem myself because producer Callum just told me there off air that there is a shop, I think near Talbot Street, near the portal.
Yes.
And it's a sewing shop called Singer. You know the way they make sewing machines. So maybe my next one will be, I'm working late because I'm a... I'll probably manage to get that one wrong.
Yeah, do it wrong. I like the recurring theme of getting it wrong.
I'm up early.
Good morning. I want to talk about something a little bit weird. Something that we don't see a lot of these days, thankfully. in terms of new things this way. Mm-hmm. Laugh tracks and studio audiences. I feel like it's kind of a thing of the past. Well, I'm hoping it's the thing of the past. The reason being, I'm thinking of like Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah.
That was obviously a massively laugh-tracked show or studio audience show. But then their sequel to that, or their prequel, which was Young Sheldon, is kind of the same jokes. It's kind of the same vibe.
Type of show.
But without the laugh track or the studio audience. And I love Young Sheldon. Now, I like Big Bang Theories as well, but it's better without it. The reason I'm talking about this is Lisa Kudrow. Obviously, she played Phoebe Buffay in Friends. She was on the Conan O'Brien podcast, right? And she revealed some actually really interesting stuff about behind the scenes of Friends, stuff that I genuinely had never heard before. She said that she often grew irritated with the live studio audience. And I thought, if I was in that audience, and I was like, I could remember myself being in there, I'd be like, oh God, she hated me.
Yeah,
do you know
me.
What I mean? I have such anxiety. But the reason being is because they would laugh for too long at moments she didn't think required that dramatic of a response.
Right, okay, they're like over-trying.
Over-trying, kind of. Yeah. So she said they were laughing for too long. It wasn't that funny. It wasn't an honest response and it irritated her. She said they were just ruining the timing for the rest of the show and there's other lines to get through.
I was just thinking as well, though, doesn't the Friends laugh track sound like the exact same clip being played over
it
and over
does.
Again? It never feels like a new audience.
But it is.
Like the same. It's like, and someone back going,
it is interesting though, because you've obviously seen like behind the scenes and stuff. It is genuinely a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Every time they don't use a track. I know it's called a laugh track, but it actually is.
They
live.
Might, and I'll tell you about that later on. But she said Friends would often spend 6 to 8 hours filming just 1 half-hour episode. So the production would go and do a lot of takes, right? So eventually the audience would stop laughing. So this is where I'd imagine they might use a laugh track from the first take.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Why would they laugh the same thing like 7 times?
But this is the thing, the writers would then react. If they did a take maybe 6 times, and then by the 6th time, the audience aren't laughing as hard as they were the first time, the writers thought, crap, it's not that good, and they'd rewrite it.
Oh, no!
How annoying is that?
Dum-dums!
Yeah, like you've done the same joke 6 times. Obviously, it's not going to land the same. Do you know what I mean? People know what's coming.
Oh, yeah. God, what a flawed system.
Basically, her whole point was that it worked the first time. She didn't, you know, need people to laugh so hard every take. They could edit it in post and things like that. Edit it from the first take when the joke actually landed and they could all move on with the scene. Why in God's name someone back in the day thought you couldn't make a TV show without a laugh track or a live studio on the audience is beyond me. Because I think it's one of the worst things. It ruins a show completely. If you look at The Office, if you look at Parks and Rec, you look at Schitt's Creek, you look at any of those shows, genuinely hilarious shows, but I decide when I laugh.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
Yeah,
I decide what I find funny. So if you look at shows like 2.5 Men, right? A scene that's actually quite funny, it's only like 5 seconds, but it's kind of funny. Pointless laugh track.
Hi, Mrs. Harper.
Oh, dear Lord.
Hey, Candy, I got Evil Dead 3 for Xbox.
Sweet!
You can hear them tittering away and you're like, what? No, that's not a joke.
Yeah, it's mad how you get so used to it when you're watching it, though. But if they added a laugh track now into, like, The Office, it would be so jarring.
It would be so weird, wouldn't it? Big Bang Theory is another example.
Hey, did you hear the people upstairs in 5A are moving out?
Why?
The people upstairs are moving out.
No! The horror.
I actually think that's a funny line anyway. You don't need the laugh track in it. It's just the horror, you know, Sheldon being annoyed that someone's moving out. You don't need the laugh.
It ruins the pace.
But now this is interesting, right? Because there's someone on YouTube who kind of like takes clips of TV shows and edits out the laugh track. And he does this specifically with Friends. Mm. And he adds in noises that he thinks would be in the scene.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
As opposed to the laugh track. So in this scene, Joey and Chandler and all of them are in like a buffet in a hotel and they're all like just about to get food or whatever. And he's taking the laugh track out. You can hear like other people in the background of the restaurant or whatever and it's jarring. Have a listen.
Where is the waitress? I'm starving.
It's a buffet, man.
Well, here's where I win all my money back.
I gotta talk to you.
Sure. What's up?
Yeah. It's so weird.
That's how much space
that's been taken
up by.
With all that silence that you hear of people chattering in the background is laughter of the audience. That lasts way too long and the characters themselves have to like get around it and wait for
all
their next line.
I'm hungry. I say I'm hungry and Callum doesn't laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, what's up?
Callum laughs at everything.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. It's so, so bizarre. So I'm kind of really happy that we're getting to a point where there's not really a laugh track.
Yeah.
The only thing that's kind of different is Disney. Disney Channel, like for kids and stuff, they always have a laugh track.
You know,
like
the
Wizards of Waverly Place and things like that or whatever. So yeah, weird, weird thing. I think it's hopefully a thing of the past now. Mm. I'd like it to be.
Is that Callum gone then?
I'm always here.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Coldplay, feels like I'm falling in love. You're on spin.
I want to talk about that song for a minute and do a little bit of a deep dive. It's a very Coldplay song, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's kind of got their signature, like, oohs and ahs, and this time a lot of la-la-las.
I can picture it in a stadium, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you think of loads of the iconic Coldplay songs, they use up a lot of time with things that aren't words. Like, Viva La Vida, the oh, oh,
oh, yeah. Oh,
and that's Paradise. Good. Oh, wait, was that the Paradise one? Oh, Paradise is oh, 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 oh. And Viva La Vida is oh, whoa.
I don't even know that.
At the end.
But I suppose it's good for like audience in like a stadium. Imagine a whole stadium singing that.
It's great.
It's
however,
very euphoric, like, you know.
Yeah.
I think this one, Feels Like We're Falling In Love, might be taking the biscuit.
Okay.
It is a song that has so many oohs and la la las, and I've been wanting to, since I heard it, get rid of them all and see how much song is left.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of songs are very short these days, and in fairness to Coldplay, this song is a decent length. It's 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
Love.
Do you want to have a guess as to how long the song will be when I remove all the oohs and all the la-la-las?
So it's 3 minutes and 3 minutes 44. 44 seconds now.
Yeah.
If you remove all the last, I'm going to say it's 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay, you're saying 3:10?
No, I'm going to say 3 minutes. I'm going to say 3 minutes.
Okay, Emma?
I'm going to say 2:15.
2:50.
2:50.
Wow. Okay.
2:15.
2:15. Right. I'll tell you in a second. But first, here's an example of some of the padding, some of the la la las.
Very Christmassy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. And here's how it sounds when we just cut out those la la las.
Oh, you've actually just deleted.
Just deleted.
Okay.
Yeah, literally just straight delete. Here's another example of some padding, and here are some oohs.
It sounds like you're doing your nodes exercise.
It does. Still going.
Oh my God. Wrap it up, Chris.
Yeah, like it's really filling.
There's a lot of filler. Okay, so now we've cut out the oohs, and here's what it sounds like. Straight in,
you
no cases.
Lost, like, wow. 11 seconds there straight away.
Fully, yeah. Yeah. The end of the song, though, I think is when it really takes the biscuit, okay?
Go
there's
on.
La la las, there's doo doo doos, there's oohs. Have a listen.
Oh, yeah. That goes on for a while.
What is
You've even got
low?
A lowly low.
Yeah, lowly low.
Yeah, so this would be the end of the song with no la la las, no lowly lows.
Oh my God.
This is gone. Now, I will say, I think there's a place for the la-la-las and the lowly lows at the end. And I think that's what they're the best at. Like you said, Viva La Vida, like at the end. It's
yeah,
nice
everyone's
kind of
pumped up. Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot going on in between in that song. So, I asked you how long you think the song would be if I removed all of it. Emma, you said 2:15. Dave, you said 3:10. The song length is 3:44 now. And if we removed all the oohs, all the la-la-las, all the lowly lows, it would be 2 minutes and 31 seconds.
No.
Wow.
So a full minute and a quarter, give or take.
It's just la-la-las and oh-ohs and odios. Oh, my God.
Isn't that gas?
That's insane.
Totally write a song between us. Easy.
But if we, like, that's like what? 1 minute 30 of it is...
1 minute 15-ish?
1 minute 15.
Gone. We could literally just get a choir of people in La 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 and oohs and we'll just make our own song.
Or some of the songs that we're playing are so short right now, we could just breathe them out a bit with a few lally
gas. That's true, actually. Yeah. Make them a bit longer. This one we're going into 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, we could easily slap another minute on that.
Coldplay, do some work. Where are the early days stuff? Do another yellow, will
you? Yeah, exactly.
Only joking. If anyone has tickets, please let me know. I really want to go to the
Please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we have lovely holiday vouchers up for grabs, and it's all thanks to Club Orange.
Yeah, real fruit, real club, isn't that it? Club is for those who want to keep it real, with real taste, real fruit taste and authentic Irish roots. It's the soft drink that champions realness and authenticity.
You've been playing a game with us called Are You For Real?
Are You For Real?
Thank you. We've been giving you statements. Two of them are a lie. One of them is true. And you have to figure out which is the true statement, the realest one, to win that €200 holiday voucher.
On this morning is Sarah. What are you up to?
I'm getting ready to go to the airport. I'm going on holiday.
Oh, Sarah, where are you going?
I'm going to Fuerteventura.
Very nice. Oh, it's going to be tropic.
How long are you off for, Sarah?
Just a week.
Amazing. Who are you going with, Sarah?
My boyfriend.
Amazing. Oh, that's stunning. Oh, you're going to have the best time.
Are you finding the packing a bit stressful? God, it really freaks me out packing.
Yeah.
All right. We gave you three statements there. It's up to you to decipher which one of us was keeping it real. I had told you that my man was on winning streak, got to spin the wheel, won a car, holiday and 40 grand.
Whoa. I said my man has appeared on every episode of Reeling in the Years.
And I said that my man was on an episode of Love Hate.
Who do you think?
Aisling is telling the truth.
You think Aisling is telling the truth?
Tell me your thought process.
Her mom is a bit of a gangster, all right. Why do you think Aisling?
I don't think you're not telling the truth, Dave. Not every episode.
Doesn't make any sense.
It was a tough one between Emma and Aisling, but Aisling is more realistic.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I'll tell you one thing. If my mom was on winning streak and got to spin the wheel, won a car, holiday and 40 grand, I would have mentioned that a lot.
Yeah,
true. On the show by now.
So you were absolutely right, Sarah. And you're on your way to your holidays. You've also won yourself another €200 holiday voucher. What a day.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. So you can be in Tenerife now or Fuerteventura and start booking your next holiday or start figuring out where you want to go next.
Happy days. 100%.
Amazing.
Well done,
Thank
you. Have a great week. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Good luck, Sarah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Now, I like Sarah.
Why on earth was your mom in Love Hate?
Tell us that.
Feet up.
It's kind of not that exciting, but my mom was like in an extras kind of agency, like movie extras or whatever. So she was an extra in a few things and she was called for Love Hate. And I think it was a scene in front of maybe the forecourts on the quays there. And Nidge was like on the phone. So it was only two people in the frame were Nidge and my mom.
No
that
way.
Is amazing.
On the phone, it's very much on him. And then my mom just walks past.
Stop. Oh, I wouldn't have thought that they were extras. I thought they were just like people in town.
Oh, yeah. No. Full
That's
on
mad.
Extra, yeah.
Well, let me tell you the story about how my mom was in every episode of Reeling in the Year.
She was, yeah.
My dad just texted me. He goes, "How old do you think Mom is?"
I got to mention. I said she wouldn't have even been born yet.
No, she wouldn't.
I had your back on that.
She's too young.
That's really cool about your mom and Love Hate.
Yeah, it was fun.
Makes me want to watch it again from the beginning and spot her. Remember the last few weeks in the show, I was telling you about my car drama. I had to get a new tire. Didn't have a spare. Cost a few bob to get a call out service.
Yes. Yeah.
So I didn't do any of the driving last weekend. Luckily, my friend's boyfriend did the driving to Cork, and I have to pick up someone from the airport this afternoon. Right. So I was just thinking, right, the car needs. I'll go with the tyre, yeah, Grant. I walk out of work yesterday to go and get my car and there's a bloody flat tyre.
No!
Again!
Bloody car again.
Where are you driving it?
I don't know. Do you know the car park we park in?
Yeah.
I keep moving to different spots now because I'm convinced the one I used to always park in has something weird or something in it. But anyway, it was like at the point of when I say flat, it was like, I was like, I can get it to somewhere to fill up air with this or whatever. And it's fine this morning. But that car park is cursed.
Oh, no.
Waiting to see
or
now.
Your car is cursed because my car has never got a puncture.
Would you ever feel that when something goes wrong with your car, I guarantee you by the next 3 months, I'll have to replace every tyre. It's just doing that thing at the moment.
Just like, slashing in his tyres out there.
It's me.
I hate her. You're listening to Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.